B-Pod Studios.
I've actually done this, tried on bras just to see what it feels like.
Hey, you guys, let's go steal some more coolers.
Picnic basket.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
You're totally being judged, though, if you go on a first date in the morning and you order a mimosa at 8 o'clock before you go to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, we're here.
Hello.
Having the darndest time timing out the beginning of the show so I can hit straight up 6 a.m., though. Just the way the songs fall is weird, like... We can't start too early because of our streaming, and then we end up starting late. Yeah, you wouldn't understand what goes on, and then Austin always texts us and says, where are you guys? You guys are late this morning, this guy Austin. Thank you, Nicole. Hey, Nicole, wait before you leave. Congratulations. You know what today is?
February 1st.
Do you know what that means?
It's a new month.
And... Your dryest January, that crap is done.
Damp January is over.
Damp January is over. So we're going to go out for cocktails for lunch?
Sure.
Let's do it. Seriously, though, a lot of people are doing dry January. Didn't Dallas do it once?
Oh, God, yeah. He typically does it every year. He did damp January with Nicole this year.
And by the way, what did damp January really include? Like, what is it? Like, just one cutting, drink a week? Or
just cutting back?
Like, yeah, I didn't. The only reason why it was damn for me is because there were like two situations where we were like, okay, alcohol is needed.
But not needed. It's not, there were two situations where we were like, all right, I need to slow down. There was two situations where she was like, okay, I need a cocktail.
Wow, they're planning a wedding.
No
I
kidding.
Assumed that one of those things
so it just insisted of we're not going to guilt ourselves for having a glass of wine while wedding planning.
Yes.
Right? Like, or something like that. So.
Right. Well, congratulations to everybody who did damp, dryish, or complete dry January. It is now finally February 1st. It is over. Do what you want. Hey, did those pants fit?
Manny gave Nicole corduroy pants yesterday, and she had never had corduroy pants. Inside.
Hey, did the corduroys fit? Did you try them on yet? They're brand new. Haven't been, well, only tried on.
No, that was a breakdown that I had yesterday morning.
Oh.
Which led to me being late yesterday.
I don't like the way those.
Because they didn't fit.
Yeah, I don't like the way those fit. So throw them out or donate them. Cut them up, make a pillow out of it. those pants fit weird. Because everything else Nicole and I gave to Nicole, like, fits good.
Yes, because that's the size that I have never bought for myself. And when they didn't fit,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trigger you with that.
I've been there.
It's okay.
Okay. We'll go. I got a couple bathing suits you could try. God, my wife hates bathing suit shopping. She had to go bathing suit shopping for our Bahamas trip.
That's the worst.
You know?
Oh, is she? She's back in now?
No. The one in October.
Oh,
we haven't announced the new one yet. Nobody knows that we're going to the Bahamas again and offering another trip. Uh-huh. But bathing suit shopping, I heard, is like terrible for women.
It is. It's awful.
Yeah. I hate shirt shopping because I got a beer belly. So, you know, I get a shirt and it's too tight. It looks awful on me. Mm-hmm. Everything looks awful on me. But I ordered a treadmill. We're having a treadmill delivered to the house. My wife made me quit. She didn't make me. I didn't use the gym enough. So we quit the gym. I thought about doing Planet Fitness, but Amanda's like, I want to do it too, but I don't have time to go to the gym, so let's just get a treadmill. So we're going to get a treadmill. We're going to put it in our bedroom, but we don't know where to put the chair that's going to replace the treadmill. That's the big thing. Where are we going to put the chair?
I don't know. There's no other room? One of the kids' rooms?
No, we already went through that. She goes, not in that room. No, not in that room. No, not in the guest room. No, not in the hallway. Our house, I love our house, but the rooms are narrow. They're like shaped weird. It's like a British flat. No, no, it's weird. But anyway, it's the one thing you want to share with us. But what did you do yesterday?
I was like mentally exhausted when I left here yesterday. And I went home and I just wanted to like be by myself in the quiet. I didn't listen to the radio on the way home. I didn't talk to anybody on the way home. I got home and Dallas was like, are you okay? I was like, my brain is broken. I'm just going to sit here for a little bit by myself.
Meditate a little bit.
And he was like, okay.
Or like listen to the music that Nicole listens to.
Yeah.
Different vibrations.
Well, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, while you were doing that, I went to the dermatologist yesterday. I do a yearly checkup with the dermatologist. I had to have a basal cell skin cancer thing removed from my forehead last year. And a listener actually tipped me off to that randomly, like one night, she's like, I would check that thing on your head. I work at a doctor's, dermatologist office. I was like, yeah, it's just a mole. It's been there forever. Anywho, I went to the derm yesterday. Everything looked good. I had two spots that I was concerned about. One on my hand, and he said it's just a sunspot, and then two spots on my ears where, like, I would itch. They would itch. It was, like, just very dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, there's little spots there. He goes, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do, have you had the liquid nitrogen before? I go, no, but I heard liquid nitrogen's fun to play with. Like, liquid nitrogen, I was telling Dean, if you put in, dip like, the TV remote control, for instance, in the liquid nitrogen, and then smash it, it'll shatter.
Yeah. So were you afraid your ears were going to fall
off? Yeah, I'm like, so what's the sitch? He goes, I'm going to hit the spots with the liquid nitrogen. It's going to be like a little sting, nothing crazy, and then they're going to just flake and fall off. Same thing with my hand. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
He liquid nitrogen that sucker, and this thing's going to scab and fall off.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's the craziest thing ever. And then the nurse was like, hey, do you need
a gown?
A gown, mm-hmm. or are you okay just to be in here in your underwear? I'm like, I'm fine just in here with my underwear. And then I was waiting, and as she was walking out, I'm like, tell him not to be too long, though. It's cold in here. I got shrinkage, you know. So
luckily, he's not liquid nitrogen that.
No. He asked me if there was anything in the crotch area that I go, no. That's...
By the way, who's inspecting that area? Like,
I do.
Could you even get your head down that far to...
Well, I could tell. Can you get a pimple on your boob?
Yeah,
Does that happen randomly sometimes? Like, no, it could?
I mean, I guess it could.
Yeah. Yeah, same things with the guys. With the boys.
Oh, that hurts. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Like an ingrown hair?
Yeah.
Oof. Forget it. All right, so that's what's going on in our world. And we love sharing our lives with you. We're going to share why someone approached Loren in a parking lot over the weekend and wanted to buy something from her. I love this. We got DM drama. And up next, though, speaking of Loren, I know she celebrated. You know how we have those silly holidays? Like, today is National Change Your Password Day.
Yeah, I saw that on our show sheet, and I thought you were talking about Dry January, but...
I'm not talking about Dry January, because you didn't do Dry January. Mm-hmm. I went out with you several times in January, and there was nothing dry about it. No, there's another silly holiday that was yesterday, and I know for a fact you celebrated it.
Okay.
We'll talk about that coming up next.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
So, our friend Loren over here celebrated one of those wacky national holidays that we have every once in a while.
Did I not even know it?
No, I think... You did know it, but you didn't know that it was a holiday.
Okay.
We actually talked about what you were going to do yesterday on the air. Yesterday was National Plan a Vacation Day.
Oh, I didn't plan a vacation.
Yes, you did. You started to.
I started to. But do you know, yesterday, I told you guys, I was like begging my mom. I'm like, hey, let's go to Amsterdam during our time off. She ignored me all day. Finally, at like 6 p.m., I texted her and I was like, yo, stop ignoring me, mother.
And?
She was like, I wasn't ignoring you. I was busy all day. I'm like, okay.
Well, by the way, texting your mom like, hey, let's go grab a dinner tonight or come by for a drink is a lot different than saying, hey, mom, let's go to Amsterdam. Like, okay. She can't just respond like, bet.
Okay. Well, that was the response I was looking for. But why can't you just like, hey, let's talk about this tonight or I'll see you tomorrow or like something. She ignored me all day. And that wasn't the only thing I had texted her about.
National Plan a Vacation Day is every day for Loren, but it is the last Tuesday in January every year to remind us to start planning our vacations and take time off from work and school. Vacations lead to an increase in tourism as well as help people spend quality time with their family and friends. There you go, Lorenz, trying to spend time with their family. The day is important, and it tells you to stop postponing your vacation plans. And by the way, Tuesdays are typically the cheapest days to find best travel.
Yep.
So that's why it's the last Tuesday of January.
Yep. I bet if I check flights now, Mom, I bet they're going to be more expensive today.
Pick out destinations. And then go shopping for your travel outfits. That is National Plan a Vacation Day. And Loren did that yesterday.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear, she did want to take her mom to
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. the same weekend that I'll be in Disney with my family. We're taking my daughter Ruby to Disney for the first time ever. She's going to freak out. She's so excited. It's the first time she's going to be on a plane.
Aw. Well, I'm not giving up on Amsterdam yet. I was annoyed that she didn't get back to me yesterday.
Just text someone else. Hey, want to go to Amsterdam?
Who wants to go to Amsterdam?
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
We do DM drama. We share so much of our lives. We love when you share yours with us. Well, I'm not going to use this guy's name, but he sent us a DM.
I think it's a she, by the way.
Oh.
I looked at her profile.
Okay.
We followed her back, by the way, so that's how I knew it was a she.
Okay. Anyway, then she said, I work in a small office, 4 people total. I'm the newest employee, and my boss asked me to do things for him that's not part of my job. Get him lunch, email lists to his wife, pick up parts for his boat. He says he knows it's not part of my real job, but it's what he needs me to do. It makes me feel unimportant. How do I tell him without getting fired?
All right. I have no idea. So we'll be back after this. Because that last part is an important part. You don't want to make your boss mad. And what sucks is that she's part of a small office, only 4 people. She's the newest employee. That means that the other 3 employees there probably had to do it when they came in.
Maybe, but like we also don't know her position. You know what I mean? Like, she could be an executive assistant, and in his mind, he's like, well, I don't have anything else for you to do right now, so can you go and do this stuff?
He needs to tell her that.
Yeah.
And needs to give her the option. So, good point. Anything that is not job-related, you should say, as the boss, hey, if you're not busy right now and you're done with everything that your job description, mm-hmm. without saying all that, just be like, all right, if you're done with everything you're supposed to do, do you mind running to go get this piece for my boat? Maybe I'll take you on the lake this summer. You know, something like that.
I don't know. I hate to tell you, but I think you get fired here. Or you quit.
What? You think it's that bad?
No, if you feel unimportant and you don't feel valued, like, maybe this just isn't your final destination.
Oh, no doubt it's not your final destination, but I don't know if you're looking to throw in the towel right now.
But if she doesn't want to do it either, like...
But she said, how do I tell him without getting fired?
Right.
So I think you just brought up a good point.
I don't know that you can tell him and not get fired.
You say, here's what you do. I got it. No help from the audience, by the way. Nobody's texting in to help you. So this is us just going, walking the tightrope ourselves. Yeah. Thank you, by the way. If you've ever been in this position, help her if you could, please. 704-570-9595. Call us and tell us, like, what did your boss ask you to do that wasn't part of your, quote, job description? And how did you tell the boss, mm-hmm. listen, I don't want to get fired, but I'm also telling you that this ain't in the job description. What she could do is say, the next time he says, hey, do me a favor, email this list to my wife and mm-hmm. tell her these are things that we need to get done. She goes, you know what? I'm still locked up on this one project. I'll get to it later if I can. So that tells him.
Yeah, that she's busy. Huh. And.
But she's also earning her money doing something for my work, which I'm paying her for.
My fear is that you tell him, he says, okay, and then they fire you for something else later on. Like, because they can't fire you for this because it's not in your job description. But if you say something, they're going to be annoyed that, you know.
True, but bosses have to be careful, I would imagine.
That's why I said she'll get fired for something else, unfortunately.
But right, because you think, like I'm firing her because she didn't go pick up the boat part?
Small office? Like
I'm firing her because I've asked her to do things that don't include working here in the office?
Small office, it's not like she has somebody to go to for HR.
Kim in Gastonia says, I agree with Loren, this probably isn't the place to be. She needs to move on. No way to make the boss mad. No way to not make the boss mad. Somebody said she should keep doing the work and just ask for a raise. It's not bad.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea. And be like, hey, you know, this job is more of a personal assistant position, you know, after working it for a little bit. So since I'm doing business and personal stuff for you, would you mind bumping my salary?
That's a company boat. I'm going to take everybody out on that boat. Yvette in Statesville, good morning.
Good morning.
So you are a boss. So I like this. You're coming from the other side.
Exactly. Like, there are sometimes other duties, like if you have downtime and stuff like that, and you're not probably being productive, like, hey, can you go ahead and run and get this for me? Because you want to pay them for the time that they're there. So you have two options. You could have that open communication with your boss and say, listen, I don't feel important doing these errands. At the end of the day, she is still important because she's doing these other mm-hmm. extra errands. That it's a small, you know, whatever she said, it's a very small type unit type of place. So it's like probably the mom and pop shop type thingy. But if she just has an open communication with them, let them know that how she doesn't feel, important, I'm sure he'll understand. Now, he may say, well, you know what, then either you can go home early, or maybe this is not the job for you, like it was mentioned earlier.
Right. So. There is that, I guess, unknown.
Like a dad, he could throw her like $20 and say, get yourself something nice while you're out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get you a nice lunch.
Yeah, be open with him or her and just let him know, like, I don't feel important. That's the first thing. You have to let us know when you don't feel important, that we can't fix things when we don't know what's going on.
Yvette, as a boss, have you ever asked an employee to do something that was outside of the scope of their job?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, hey, can you go run a FedEx? I mean, it's kind of in the job. It's my job type of thingy. You know what I mean? Because I'm either running a report. You know what I mean? You don't mm-hmm. know what he's doing.
Right.
So go run to the store and go get some bottled waters because we ran out of water for, you know, our location. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
right.
So there'll be times that I'll do that. Now, if they say, oh, I don't like doing this. I don't, you know, like leaving the job. I don't want to do that. I'm like, oh, okay. I've been fine. No worries. And you know what? I'll take care of it another way. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yvette's also not like, hey, there's a sale at Dick's Sporting Goods. I need you to go get these cleats for my son for his soccer team. Thanks,
hey,
Yvette.
You know what? I used to have a boss who I worked at a call center first. I hated the call center. So eventually I moved into an executive assistant position. And my boss used to ask me to go get his wife flowers and pick up things for the office and everything else. I was never in the office and I loved it.
Somebody just texted that. At least running errands gets her out of the office.
Yeah.
Someone else says, be honest, just tell him. I don't see a big deal if you're being paid. It just wasn't the work that you were asked to do that. You know, it's just the work that you were asked to do that day. Regardless, you're still getting paid. Someone said, I would just run the errands. Maybe he trusts her more than the others.
Maybe.
If she doesn't like the job, then she should start looking elsewhere. There you have it. Hope we helped you with
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And drama.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Coming up in just less than an hour from now, 8 a.m., your shot to go to Bonnaroo. We got you a four-day pass to go see the four-day festival. Plus, we've secured you a camping site so you can park your vehicle and camp out, or glamp out, as Loren would like to do.
Yes. Speaking of glamping.
All right, what the heck happened to you? What goes on in your life?
I don't know. I might just be a magnet for random stuff. I mean, Elena used to say it all the time, my best friend. She's like, your life could legitimately be a reality TV show.
Thank God we have this reality radio show.
That's it.
Because somebody asked me not too long ago, how do you guys come up with what you're going to talk about? And I said, I tell my Siri everything that happens to me during the day, and you got a show. And then I go, then you throw Loren and Nicole in. Now we've got 4 hours to fill.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
So I was coming out of the grocery store the day before. And I had Jackson with me. And I was putting Jackson in his car seat. And I had my Jeep Sarge with me.
Sarge,
my Jeep. And
because he's green like the Army.
Uh-huh. Which that will make sense in a moment.
Okay.
So as I'm putting Jackson in his car seat, this guy comes up behind me and just starts talking. And it caught me off guard. So I turn around and I'm like, hi. And he's like, hey, that's an awesome Jeep. And I'm like, thanks.
It is. By the way, there is nothing mom about Sarge.
No.
Sarge is 100% a trailblazing, kick-ass Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, I look and I hate this part about the Jeep because it's so manly that it looks like I'm driving my husband's Jeep and it's my Jeep. You know what I mean? So anyway, he's like, it's an awesome Jeep. And I was like, thank you. Don't think anything about it, because when you're in the quote unquote Jeep club, like, we all tell each other and wave to each other and duck each other. And it's like a whole community.
Right.
So he's going on and on and on about the Jeep. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I got it, I guess, like a year and a half ago. And I said I got it from my buddy Joe Moss out in Albemarle, which I don't think he even has the dealership anymore.
No, but he sold it.
So he goes, you want to sell it? And I was like, what? He's like, the Jeep, do you want to sell it? He's like, I'm an Army guy. Like, I love the color. I've been looking for a Jeep this color. You can't find him anywhere. And I'm like,
and wait, he was being serious?
He was being so serious. And it, like, took me off guard, because I was like, well, I do kind of want to sell it,
because I want to get a normal color Jeep.
Yeah, because I want a white one again. I had a white one before. And then I was like, no, I can't sell it. I'm in a lease with it.
Yeah, so there's more to it.
Yeah, so I was like, I mean, I would love to, but it's not like that simple. And, you know, he was like, well, you know, why? And I was like, well, I'm in a lease. He's like, well, can you buy it out? And then I'll buy it from you.
Are you
and
I was serious?
Like, this is so bizarre. Like, he is like pushy about this Jeep.
He didn't give you a card? Like, he wasn't in a car dealership or anything?
So maybe he was trying to pick me up, now that I think about it.
I mean, you are. Hey, you know what? Some guys have a thing for moms.
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you have your ring on?
In green Jeeps. No.
What?
Yeah. No, because now that I'm doing the balloons and stuff, it gets caught on everything, so I haven't been wearing it. So,
oh my God.
Anyway, he gives me his number, and he's like, if you change your mind, give me a call.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't mention at all, like, hey, I got to talk to my husband about this.
So now
you're
they're
right.
Replaying it in my mind.
No,
I didn't.
You handled that horribly. No. Now the guy's like, okay, if I can't buy the Jeep, I'll just live with the woman and marry her, and I'll own the Jeep as well.
I'm such an idiot.
You're the best.
I'm such an idiot.
No, you're not. You're just funny. Listen, you were distracted. You're coming out of the store.
Yeah, it caught me off guard. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Did you buy the Jeep, or was he hitting on me? Now I don't know.
Did you tell Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you throw the number out? Because if Dallas finds the number in your pocket and it says John, he's going to have questions.
I think it's in my purse.
You better check.
Yeah.
God almighty, you're not wearing a ring. Then he finds a guy's number.
At home?
On Thursday's War of the Roses, Dallas thinks his wife might be cheating on him because of an interaction in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that you, I like that the guy, that was he a military guy, did he say?
Yeah, he said he was in the Army, or he used to be in the Army.
I like that he's showing up at your Jeep for, ma'am, here for my duty. What's the orders, ma'am?
Like, I don't think you can have it.
Oh my gosh, only you, Loren. I love it.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Real quick, the most popular wedding dates in 2023. Producer Nicole, you and Cameron, our midday bae and our boss now, are both getting married in 2023, correct? And near the same date, too,
yeah.
I think. Is that right? Oh, Nicole doesn't have her headphones
she's
on.
She's coming. I think you're right, though.
Right, didn't she say that? Nicole, you and Cameron are both getting married in 2023, and your dates are near each other, right?
I don't know. Her... I don't think she's getting married until next year, but I'm getting married this year, yes.
Oh, okay.
I thought she had a fall date for some reason.
Me too, but maybe it's fall of 24.
The next year.
Listen, the most popular wedding date in 2023 is out. Do you have any idea what it is?
I do, because I blogged about it.
You're the one who blogged this?
Yeah.
All right.
What is it?
It is September 23rd, right?
9/23/23.
Yeah.
It's a 5/5/3 date. Which in numerology, fives and threes are the light, explains a numerologist.
Oh, okay.
They celebrate life. It's about laughter. It's about communications. So she's not surprised that 9/23/23 is the most popular this year, because it's exciting, it's fun, it's freedom, and it's definitely a party.
Let me tell you something. Dallas and I got married in 2010, and we wanted a fall wedding. And the date 10/10/10 was available, and I thought that was a really cool date until Dallas pointed out to me that it is also triple X, and we could put triple X on all of our napkins.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's not, Nicole. I don't want my napkins to look like an adult store storefront.
You can also get the neon lights and put those all around.
I love you so much. I listen every single morning.
Oh, we're glad we could put a smile on your face. Thank you so much for listening.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on KISS 95.1.
SWNS Digital has the strangest polls, and we love them. We're here for them. Do you watch sports with your pets? According to new research, 79% of pet owners do. Wait to hear this. 80% of the pet owners claim that their pets are even bigger sports fans than they are.
I can see that. I mean, essentially, your dog loves to chase a ball, right? And that's all they're doing on TV. So, of course, he wants to get in there.
Oh, Lauren, I didn't think of that.
Right?
A poll of 2,000 American pet owners reveals the following. 83% think their pet has a favorite sport to watch. Any idea what that might be? Number one?
Football.
40%. Soccer, 19%. Basketball follows at 14%.
Oh, baseball, huh?
Here's where things get... No, baseball has a hard enough time getting humans to watch the sport, let alone dogs. More than three quarters, 78% of the people asked, the Americans, they think their pet has a favorite athlete.
Really?
Pet owners are weird, man, and I'm a pet owner too, but...
No, I mean, they're just projecting.
Nicole, what's Finley's favorite athlete? Quick.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's the right answer.
Yeah, that is the right answer.
I would have shut off the mic if you gave me one. LaMelo Ball.
If you say what? Tom Brady.
Yes. 87% of people say they either named a pet after an athlete or would consider doing so. With Messi, Lionel, Bolt, Fenway.
Mm-hmm.
He works in the afternoons here. Mahomes, Jackson, Hulk, and LeBron. Topping the sports pet names.
I know a ton of Lamberts, like Jack Lambert.
Steeler. He was a Steeler.
Yeah, but it's the like the Bernese Mountain Dog that's okay. Like black, white, and gold. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, I get it.
I mean, my dog's named after a sporting complex, but...
Yeah, I mean, what is
was
it?
Was that intentional?
Mm-hmm. Carter Finley Stadium.
Oh, Carter okay. Finley Stadium, right. 2 in 3 pet parents have bought their pets a sports team-themed item. Bandanas, collars, jerseys, stuffed toys.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's not bad. Many pet owners think watching sports with their team with their pets pays off. 26% say their pets are good luck.
I mean, again, your dog's going to get excited when you stand up and you're like, yeah, go, go, go. You know.
Okay, hold on. This is the weirdest one yet. You ready?
Yeah.
How do these people even know that their pets are actually watching the game on TV? Okay. Well, out of the 2,000 people that they polled, 54% say that they actually follow the action with their eyes. Well, another 52% says
they're... Ball.
Wait, hold on. I'm probably going home after this. Because it says 52% of pet owners say that the pet gets vocal when something exciting happens.
Yes, because you're excited. So that's what I'm saying. If you get up and you're like, yeah, go, go,
oh,
go.
Okay.
Of course the dog's going to get excited and start to bark.
I see what you mean. So in other words, it's not like I'm in the kitchen making my wings and Ruffy all of a sudden starts barking at a touchdown and I'm
you
going...
You got to see this play. Dad! No.
Oh, Ruffy, what happened?
No.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz.
Rant.
On KISS 95.1.
This is funny. This is Mike and Alyssa.
Okay. Hey, Mike and Alyssa.
And,
Lorenz, how you doing?
We're good.
Hey, Mike and Alyssa. Sorry, it's funny because I'm actually texting with my friend right now in New Jersey, whose wife's name is Alyssa. So I sent them a screenshot of the call screen, you know, thing that we have here. And I go, dude, are you playing Can't Be the Rednecks with your wife? But of course.
Alyssa's a cool name.
Alyssa is a cool name. And is that your daughter?
That is.
All right, you guys, throw Loren out of the studio so we can try and throw you a W.
All right, get out of there, Loren.
I'm going.
Mike and Alyssa in Mooresville, CBL. Let's see if we can't get you guys to get all five right, okay?
All right, let's do it.
That's the path to victory. Prince William's wife is taking her mission for early childhood education to the digital world, launching a new Insta page for her foundation. Who is Prince William's wife?
Kate Middleton.
The nominations for the 2023 Kids' Choice Awards are out, and once again, T-Swift leads all music nominees. This Truth Hurts flute-playing superstar also scored multiple nods. Who is she?
Lizzo.
Ashton Kutcher is being candid about his feelings about his ex-wife's 2019 memoir, admitting that he was very angry by it. Who is she?
Demi Moore.
Question number four. Taylor Swift updated her merch collection to include her latest album. Tell us the name of that album.
Midnight.
What did you say, Alyssa?
Midnight.
Okay. Question five. The director of Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show says, "We're in for a surprise." Where is the big game taking place this year?
I believe Phoenix.
Come on in, Lauren.
I see you.
I said...
All of the waves.
I'm waving you like crazy. I said we want someone to get all five right. We got someone who got all five right.
Woo-hoo!
The pressure is on you. I love that.
Okay.
We're not going to tell you if you got any right or wrong till the end.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right.
Prince William's wife is taking her mission for early childhood education to the digital world. She's launched a new Insta page for her foundation. Who is his wife?
Catherine Middleton.
The nominations for 2023's Kids' Choice Awards are out. And once again, T-Swift leads all music nominees. But this Truth Hurts flute-playing superstar also scored multiple nods. She is?
Lizzo.
Ashton Kutcher's being candid about his feelings about his ex-wife's 2019 memoir, admitting he was very angry when she put it out. Who is his ex-wife?
Demi Moore.
Taylor Swift updated her merch collection to include her latest album. What's the name of that album?
Midnights.
And question five, the director of Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show says, "We're in for a surprise." Where is that game taking place?
Phoenix.
Damn it. Come on.
What?
I thought for sure you wouldn't know that one. You'd be like, "Oh, I haven't thought about it. I don't know."
I do forget that Demi Moore was married to Ashton Kutcher.
I thought you were going to trip up on Demi Moore.
Then. Yeah, it took me a minute. I was like, oh, where is that? Where is it? Rolodex.
Good match. 222 wins. 222 is the number today.
Woohoo! That was my grandmother's number. All right, Mike and Alyssa, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
Yeah, we gave it our best shot, but we can't beat Loren, but we can tie you.
You sure can.
It's the Manny and Loren Show. On Kiss 95.1.
So something really weird just happened, Lauren, while you were out. Did you go to the kitchen?
Yeah.
So listen to this. I went to call my wife on the private line that we have here, like our back door line in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up through the audio board. Like, we record interviews and, you know, call people back on that line. But when I clicked it down, it sounded really weird.
Okay. I mean, it does sound like aliens sometimes.
So.
I don't think that's that strange.
I recorded this. And I don't know if I should play it or not because I don't know who it is. But it was the weirdest thing.
Okay.
Listen.
It's just static.
No.
You think that's acceptable? And she totally knows that you creep on her.
Dude, I'm sitting there going, hello. But look, it shows that nobody's on the line. The lines was empty.
Huh.
So something was like crossing over.
Do we have another line in the building that also uses that line? Like, you know what I mean? Like another phone in the building?
I don't know. But I want to know what did she say? Hold on, I'm rewinding.
Can you tell whose voice it is?
Hold on. No, I didn't think of that. Because I automatically think that it's just somebody in
a cross line in
the Charlotte area. Because if it was somebody who called us.
See, I think it's like when you were little and you picked up the phone and you were like, "Mom, I'm on the phone."
Lauren, I got a minute and a half of her
yelling at
what I think is her boyfriend.
Okay.
Here, hold on. So, good point. Let's see if we recognize the voice.
Yeah.
And I won't play a lot of it.
Okay.
You think that's acceptable?
Now, you can't hear me, but I'm sitting there going, hello, hello, and they're not responding. I don't recognize that voice.
And she totally knows that you creep on her.
Oh.
No, it's disgusting, and you better stop.
What is going on?
I don't know who is that. That's nobody that we're... I don't recognize
that
voice.
You don't think it's anyone in this office? Now I'm going to walk around and talk to everybody today to see.
But hold on. Also, by the way, it's 7:50. Like, people aren't due in here for another 10 minutes.
That's true.
And by the way, when I made this, it was 7:42 right after Can't Beat Loren. So that was even early. That was like 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I got a minute and a half of this. Oh, God. People are like, oh, my God, play it. You have to play it. What's going on?
Are we allowed to play it?
I mean, yeah, I don't think we're going to get in trouble because it's, I mean, it's our phone line. Huh. But you want to hear more?
Okay. Give the people what they want.
No, I don't care. You.
Oh, I want to hear what
next time we go out, it's all eyes on me or it's over.
Dude. I'm telling you, I was yelling for you to get in here.
Yeah, yes, I am serious. Oh, do you think I want to be dealing with this first thing in the morning?
All right, I don't want to play anymore.
I don't know if I want to play anymore.
I don't want to play anymore. I know, that's it. It was the weirdest thing, though.
Like if she says somebody's name or...
I don't think she did. Everybody's like, oh my God, this is the best. Good stuff. Best radio ever. Yeah, I know, but it's weird. It's a little peepee Tommy.
I know, it is a little.
At the same time, I can't help that you're on my phone line. Right? I mean, what happens if I push it down now? Hold on. See, I didn't get that. I didn't get a dial
tone. That's not what you got?
No, I got that crazy, you know, listen.
I don't.
That's all like I heard was like that rattle.
Yeah, and some...
And I knew something was up because I'm like, hello, hello. And then she started talking and I was
like, you think that's acceptable?
And I'm like, no, nothing's acceptable. Who is this? And then she wasn't responding to me. I don't know.
Well, I just got a text from her telling me that she's creeped out by how much you flirt with her.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. For the audience who's listening right now, if you want, I'll post this up at kiss951.com. I'll post up the audio for like 4 hours, only because I know we won't get in trouble because they called us. They're on our line.
Okay.
So legally, we have the right to do this. However, I don't feel like it's the best thing to play it on the radio. It's someone's private conversation.
Yeah.
So
maybe can you screen it first and just make sure like she doesn't see anyone's names or anything.
Lorraine, I was in here. I heard the whole thing.
Okay.
There's 30 more seconds of this call of her ragging on this guy who I guess is her boyfriend. We'll post it, and I'll take it down at, like, noon today.
Okay.
Got to give the audience what they want.
It is good, though.
Now, hold on. I'll give you a little more.
It's completely inappropriate.
Yeah, it is.
God, what did he do?
So weird. Hey, did anybody else out there ever, like, what was it that you heard that you weren't supposed to? Like, you know you can hear things on the baby monitor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you're in public and you hear a conversation and you don't think you're supposed to hear it.
So Jackson got walkie-talkies and he loves the walkie-talkies, but he'll take them in the car. So I can hear what's going on inside the school on the walkie-talkies from his frequency.
Dean has walkie-talkies and we leave them in the garage. And I walked out to my car the other day and I think it's the school around the corner from me going, Jennifer Jacobs, Alex Johnson. Yeah. Like, they're calling them to the car line.
Yep.
I was like, who's in my garage? All right, so the rest of this little conversation will be up. Kiss951.com on the Manny and Lorenz Show page.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
By the way, people are like, call that person back. You should invite the mystery caller to be on Date Him or Dump Him.
We don't know their number.
So what was so weird about that whole thing that we just played was when I punched the line down, it looked blank. Like right now I can see that we have 5 lines on hold. 2 lines are not on hold. There's nothing going on there. So I pushed that line down. Nobody could have called in on that line. That was a backdoor line that we used to call out, like a specialty line.
It's not the radio station line.
It wasn't the request line. Yeah. That's right. Let's say good morning real quickly to Tanya in Concord. Hey, Tanya.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What did you think of that audio? I mean, I felt weird playing it, but also I'm like, hey, you know.
That was the best ever. Like, just. Start playing that kind of stuff. Do some research and find out. I want the other half of the conversation.
Right, me too.
I guess the boyfriend was creeping on one of her friends, and the friend told her about it.
Yeah, that's definitely what it sounded like.
All right, what do you got for us? What did you hear that you weren't supposed to?
Oh, over the baby monitor. Got home from work after a new job at a property. I was property manager, and myself and my supervisor, we just started, and one of the women who worked there, she lived close to my place, I guess. So her her phone call came through on my baby monitor. It was almost a solid hour of her berating my boss and I and how horrible we were and just calling every name in the book. And I'm just listening to her side of this conversation for a good hour on my baby monitor.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
how
so
ironic.
Awkward. It was so awkward, though, going back to work and, like, having to pretend I never heard any of these things.
But, like, how ironic that your baby monitor picked it up. That's crazy.
Right? How far are you from
baby
work?
My work, I lived on property, and then she lived on the property, just not too close to me. So I don't have any clue how I picked.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Manny and Larry Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. I promised John we would have him on at 8:05 for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. After that, we'll get back to the line cross conversation that people are still texting us about. But John is with us. Good morning, John. Welcome to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, John. So you obviously went on a date. You like someone, but there's a but. What is it?
Okay. She's very pretty. She's very smart, but she's also very aggressive.
In what way?
Okay. So we met on Bumble after some back and forth, decided to go on a date. And as soon as we get to the restaurant, she's very insistent on sitting on my side of the booth. Yeah.
I like that he goes, she's very insistent on it. Like, John was probably like, you stay over there.
She's assertive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to just sitting across, you know, casual, getting to know. But she told me, this was her explanation, it was the best way to learn from each other. Okay, valid point. It was fun, a little awkward, because she was also sharing off of my plate.
Yeah, and, she dove right in, dude.
She whispered in my ear a couple times. It was like just kind of really like in my space a little bit. And I wasn't accustomed to that for like a first date.
John,
how do you think how do you guys think we feel half the time?
Is this how you feel?
Yeah. We're like, this dude's really aggressive.
John, was she drunk? No. Okay.
No, this was sober behavior. And then after the date, we're walking to the car. I did drive. She let me drive. No. It kind of feels weird. But when I walked into the car, she goes, mind if I make the first move? And then she kissed me. And there was some force into it. And then I don't mind it. It's kind of cool that someone doesn't play games, but can I date her? Like, is this a red flag of her possibly being too dominant down the road?
Is that emasculating to you?
No, it was just so aggressive in certain aspects of it. Especially the kiss. It was a very strong kiss.
Was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you got an assertive woman on your hands. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a lady who knows what she wants. And isn't afraid
to get
it.
Does cut through a lot of the crap.
Yeah.
Dude, at this rate, you'll be moving furniture in about 4 hours from now. but I also see John's point. It can also be somewhat annoying.
Okay.
There needs to be a middle ground.
So maybe you need to ask her to slow down. I don't know. Maybe she likes to lead, though, and I appreciate that.
It's one thing but she put her stamp on the date. She's like, I'm running this date. I'm sitting next to him. I'm eating off of his plate. Did she even ask if she could grab off your plate?
No.
Yeah, okay. People are texting in, and we want to hear from you. What should John do? Date him or dump him? 704-570-9595. Red flags, run. She sounds crazy. And Loren, I like what Loren said. Imagine how we feel all the time. That's what Andrea Newton said. I think you're just not used to someone being a little more clingy than what you're used to. I think you should dump her for that sake. I feel bad that you were offended by that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're offended by it, then yeah, I think maybe you go your own way. But I don't know.
All right.
Let's. So we'll play a song. Hang tight a minute, John. Okay, we'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll tell you what the people say whether or not you should date or dump your girlfriend who's really assertive. All right, or the girl you dated who's really assertive. Okay.
Okay.
I love you guys' radio station, by the way. You guys make me laugh every morning.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
Dan, and I wanted to be first on the text chain with my guys. Just announced breaking news. We've done this before.
Yeah,
we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the breaking news? Producer Nicole, are you ready for the breaking news?
I'm ready.
The breaking news is, for the second time in a year, Tom Brady has taken to social media to announce he's retiring.
I'll believe it when I actually see it. When Tom Brady makes it a whole offseason and a whole season sitting down, I will believe it.
Everybody was like, I think at this point he's going to come back. You know, he's not married anymore. He's married to football now that he's got time.
Yep.
Nope.
There was talks that the Miami Dolphins were looking at him, which my poor heart could not take, that he was going to go maybe out to San Francisco. Like, there were so many.
There was even rumors he was going to the Jets and play against Belichick.
Yeah. No.
Truly, you want to hear him?
I'll get to the point right away.
From his Twitter.
We're good.
All right, hold on.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. You only get one.
But it is windy out, ironically. All right, that's
it's called integrity, Tom. We don't believe you now.
All right, John, welcome back. Thanks for hanging. It is kind of a crazy morning. We're all over the place, but the results are in for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. How do you think the audience responded? We've never really done this before where we've asked the person, Loren, on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em how they think this is going to go. Do you think most of the audience said you should date or you should dump?
I have a feeling, inkling is that they think I should continue to date. Like, she's just being assertive.
Mm-hmm.
It is very close.
Oh, okay.
But okay. Most people are leaning towards date her.
Okay.
803 said, date her. Be confident. Love a strong woman. It takes a strong man to let a strong woman take the lead. Someone maybe this behavior shows that maybe she's had bad dating in the past and she's ready to take dating into her own hands. If he likes her, date her. And Melissa says, maybe you should control the second date. See how that goes. Dude, grow a pair. She's not a pushover. She's assertive. You could be assertive too, John. It'll lead to better furniture moving. Date her.
Oh, man.
John, I think you hit a home run with this one. I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. I mean, obviously, if it makes you uncomfortable, her being so aggressive, like, maybe set some boundaries there. But, like, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with an assertive woman who knows what she wants.
Someone says, I think deep down he really liked it, but he needed to check with us to make sure it was the right thing to do.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We're now psychoanalyzing you.
You sound like a really good guy, John. Go on another couple dates. What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
She's also very, very pretty. Like, so, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm probably overthinking it. I'm definitely gonna go on a couple more dates. Hopefully,
awesome. Well,
she's cool with it.
Keep us updated, my friend.
Absolutely.
There goes John. Date him or dump him. Thanks, John.
No problem.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
So much going on.
So much. But behind the scenes, we're like octopi in here.
Okay, if you didn't hear, just about an hour ago at 7:53 this morning-ish, I went to call my wife. And when I clicked down on the phone line, I didn't get my wife at all. I got this. Listen to this. I played this earlier. I played it for you a little bit again. Now, mind you, in the studio, when I push down a phone line, it shows that somebody's there. Blink so that we know somebody's calling. Or if somebody's on hold, there's a check mark. There was none of that. The phone line was just blank, Ren.
So no,
when I clicked down the back door line to call my wife, suddenly
I heard this.
You think that's acceptable?
And I'm like, hello? Hello? And now you can't hear me talking to them, but I was.
And she totally knows that you creep on her.
What is going on?
No, it's disgusting, and you better stop.
So our lines definitely got crossed.
Hmm.
Now, I'm going to put that audio up. It's almost ready. I'm going to put the audio up at kiss951.com. Mm-hmm. There is another minute of her yelling at what seems to be her boyfriend for her, him being creepy.
Do you think I want to be dealing with this first thing in the morning? I don't.
You just love that because you know what he said.
I do, because he's, I mean, she's wearing him out. And he's like, it's like, I don't even remember what time, 7:10 in the morning or whatever time it was that you heard this.
Yeah, 7:40.
And she's like, what? It's 7:40? You're concerned that it's 7:40? Yeah. Do you think I want to deal with this?
Now listen.
Yeah. Yes, I am serious.
So he's saying something right now.
Oh, do you think I want to be dealing with this first thing in the morning?
He's probably like, listen, Jen, I'm not ready to talk about this.
Yeah.
So we definitely heard something that we shouldn't have been listening to, right? I mean, it bled over on the phone line. So we're going to put that up at kiss951.com. Give me like another 10 minutes and it'll be up. And then I'm going to take it down. It's not illegal. We have the right to do this. It was our phone line, so we have every right to broadcast it since we're the radio station. I just don't want to do that to the person. Plus, we got a text from someone who says they think they know that person, and there's a whole bunch of drama going on in that friend group. We followed up with that person who texted in. They have not responded since.
Hmm.
Does that mean that it's more likely?
Maybe.
That she knows them? Anyway, what did you hear that you shouldn't? Good morning, Shannon in Gastonia. What did you hear that you weren't supposed to hear?
My phone rang, and the guy that lived two blocks from me was calling another guy that lives in Fairview, North Carolina. And he was talking to him about me, explaining the situation, what I looked like, how well busted and endowed that I was.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, you got to meet this girl. I'm going to talk to her and see if she wants to take you to prom. So he calls me up and he's like, do you mind if I give him your number? I said, sure, go ahead. Because I'm sitting here thinking, dude, you're busted.
You know, it would have been so funny if he called you and you said everything that he said to your friend.
Yes, I did.
That's
the word that he said. I repeated the conversation. He said, how did you know? I said, don't ask me. The lines got crossed and it's not going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
So crazy. And what are the chances?
I didn't think this happened anymore, like in an era of cell phones. Like, but I don't know why.
I know. It's like not a landline thing, but Sometimes the cell phone lines are getting crossed with a landline. I don't know. Adam in Denver, what did you hear that you weren't supposed to?
So my job requires me to have people's vehicles on while I'm working on them. And they're waiting on it. And I guess people forget that their phone Bluetooth is connected to their radios. One day I heard a guy, and I would assume his girlfriend, moving furniture through the phone line while he was outside in our waiting room.
He was moving furniture in the waiting room?
On the phone.
Oh, my gosh. He was like watching the video of it or something. I see what you're saying.
And it was coming through his car, and I heard the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. That is so embarrassing.
Here's your car back, sir. Hopefully you had a good time in our waiting room.
Let's just say we had a sign made up after that and hung it on the wall that said, please turn off your Bluetooth.
Love it. Adam, thanks for the story.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
I meant to tell you the other day, I went to a Topgolf for a birthday party, and it was Dean's friend's birthday party, my neighbor's son. Mm-hmm. We had a blast Friday at Topgolf, and Amanda at one point was there. She was there with me, and she goes, Dean, what are you doing? And he brought his wallet, because he's got his Topgolf card in there,
and
he's got money in there, and he's like, what? We're betting.
What?
Yeah, my son's a gambler. My 9-year-old son is a gambler.
And who did he learn that from?
Worse than dad. Like, I don't gamble. I take that back. Mm-hmm. I don't gamble at Top Golf. I gamble on the golf course, but not at Top Golf. So Amanda goes, Dean, like, that's money that you either got for Christmas or that, like, someone gave you, mm-hmm. birthday, tooth fairy. Like, what are you doing? He goes, we're betting each other, and no one else there has cash out of the seven kids.
You know what IOUs for the rest of them?
Dean's the only one with cash. He goes, a bet's a bet. They were betting $5 that they would hit the targets. And the birthday boy hit the target twice, so Dean gave him $10. And the kid's mom's like, no, no, don't take Dean's money. And Dean's like, yeah. No. Miss Kristen, a bet's a bet. He can have my money. Like, no, I'm good on it. And so Amanda looks at me. She goes, you better talk to him.
Yeah.
I go, I need to send my 9-year-old to Gamblers Anonymous?
No, but, like, you need to make sure that you're instilling the fact that, like...
It's a dumb bet, though. There's good bets, like the over in tonight's Nets-Celtics game. That's a good bet.
At always, 9 years old, you always, should not be betting.
Always bet against the Hornets. Well, first of all, you can't bet legally online in North Carolina, although that bill is supposed to be coming soon. They're supposed to sign off on it.
You've been waiting for that for a minute.
However, I have a feeling if any one of the senators or congressmen or women hear this conversation, they might use this against me. Congresswoman from Anson County, go ahead. Yes, I was going to vote yes for the legalized gambling bill, but now I'm going to vote against it. And I'll tell you why. I was listening to the Manny and Lauren show on Kiss 95.1, and
he
told us, right, that's the most important thing. Uh-huh. He told the story, this host told the story about how his son was gambling.
You need to talk to your son and teach him responsibility with his money and that's not a thing.
True, but look at this way. Like, also, at least he's paying up. Like there's something to be said for that, too.
Yeah,
like
the integrity of the fact that he is willing to give the money if he said he would.
Said, Luke, I'll bet you $5 if you hit the red flag, and he hit it twice. So he got $10. And the kid was running around. Luke's running around with the $10 bill. Yay, look what I won. And meanwhile, Amanda and I are like, dude, so what we said was, we did talk about it. We didn't make a big deal about gambling. I didn't even bring that up. Mm-hmm. I was just like, if you bet somebody money, make it small amounts for fun. Like, you know, 25 cents if you're doing something fun.
Why can't it just be for fun and involve no money?
It could, but listen, he's 10 now.
Okay.
So he realizes the face value of a dollar. And he knows that, like, $10 buys them.
Yeah, but if you start with the mentality of, like, oh, I could turn this $10 into $20 or $30, it also goes the opposite way.
I'll send him to your house for that conversation. I can only handle the front end of the conversation.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Look, desperate times call for desperate measures sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you got to make a buck how you can. And people are revealing the most desperate things that they did to make some money. Some of them are...
you don't have to read all of them.
Interesting. Like, somebody,
don't read the prostitution ones, Loren.
No, there's not. I mean, short of that. But someone said, I made $50 when a random stranger approached me in a bar to put my feet on a foot fetish site.
Hey!
No nudity. It was literally just wanted to take a picture of my foot.
Hey, you're on a foot fetish site.
Yeah, I wish I was getting some kind of kickback from that, but I don't know who put my feet on there, and I am not getting any money in return for it.
Yeah, it's a celebrity foot fetish site. Some guy sent it to us and goes, hey, did you know Loren is on this site? We were like, no.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I'm still not 100% convinced that, like, Roy didn't do that.
And by the way, he's always looking to make a buck, that Roy. And Loren, just so you know, the more money you get, the more problems you see. Just know that.
Okay. Someone else said, I signed up for a 3-week drug study in the 90s. I had to take antibiotics every single day and have blood drawn throughout the day. It paid $2,000.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Someone else said, I participated in a sleep study. I sold worn underwear to a complete stranger on the internet.
You can make big money in that. We've heard about that.
Ooh.
How do you think we're paying for Disney? I'm selling my boxers left and right. Okay. Here's another way to make money, Loren. Holly in Charlotte. Hey. Holly?
Hi.
Hey, good morning. So I rode the light rail one day with a guy who had just moved here, and he's like, I just got done selling my plasma. My girlfriend's got a job. I don't have a job yet, and I'm selling my plasma. And I thought that was really cool. I had no idea you could do that. And you and your boyfriend both do it.
Yeah. My fiance, she and I both donate.
Oh, sorry, weekly. Your fiance. Okay. Yeah.
We donate weekly. We make about $150 each a week. You can do it twice a week.
Well, that's pretty good. I heard, though, that, like, plasma pays out, like, versus what's in the blood banks. So if they're low on blood, then plasma goes for more and vice versa.
Yeah.
Oh, the market changes.
Yeah. Like, what's the most you've made through one blood draw?
Well, you can't do both at the same time, so we've just been doing plasma.
Okay.
Don't complicate it, Lorraine.
Sorry.
So what's the market calling for plasma right now? $150?
About $150 a week.
Yeah.
We make, yeah.
We're at a higher, and does it hurt?
I mean, no more than giving blood.
Right. And how long do you sit there?
About 35 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
You can do it on your lunch break.
Thanks, Holly. Way to go for you and your fiance. Look at both of you. You're on your way.
You're doing something good and you're making money.
Remember, I did the plasma thing for my ankles.
Yeah.
But it was like a 10-minute draw, and instead of selling the plasma, it just went right back into my body.
Uh-huh. That's not paid twice as much for it.
Oh, wait, what are you saying? That wasn't a good business deal?
No.
That Holly's outthinking me?
You need to go to the blood bank and paid for it and then go.
Buy it back or something. Uh-huh. Oh, man. All right, we'll put that list up, kiss951.com, most desperate ways people make money. Now, also at kiss951.com is the audio of the woman who we heard, like the bleed-over phone call, we'll call it. The bleed-over phone call happened at about 7:40 this morning. I went to make an outgoing phone call. They couldn't hear me. I was talking and talking and talking. And it seems to be like this woman is yelling at her boyfriend for a wandering eye. And that audio, all 1 minute and 30 seconds of it, I guess, is up at kiss951.com under the Mani and Loren tab. Also, two breaking news stories today on the Mani and Loren show.
Yes. Tom Brady is retiring again. So take that with a grain of salt. And Beyonce is coming to Charlotte. She's going to be at the bank on August 9th. So big news today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.